Sara Raimi is a writer whose first book came out on a terrible day, March 17th, 2020.
That's also essentially the same week that COVID-19 came out.
Raimi's book got lost in all of last year's upheaval. She's part of a small club of very unhappy authors. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
These authors will tell you immediately there's no comparison between losing a person or a job to, well, losing book sales. Sara Raimi is a writer and a musician who records hauntingly beautiful music under the name Wolf Larson. What if I'm wrong? What if I lie? Raimi's first book is a memoir. It's called The Lady's Handbook for Her Mysterious Illness. Her publishers were confident it'd be a big bestseller.
We had a huge publicity slate set up for the book. You know, the Today Show and CBS This Morning and actually NPR Weekend Edition.
Now Raimi's on NPR not talking about her book, a cultural exploration of women debilitated by autoimmune diseases like chronic fatigue syndrome. She's talking about years of work completely swept away by a global catastrophe. Such bad professional timing can tank an author's career, says writer Amy Liu.
Because the publishing industry only gives you one bite of the apple, and they immediately write you off if you don't sell big on your first book.
Liu's an established author, but last year she was part of an online support group for writers with books buried by the pandemic. There are some books that did do well, cookbooks, books by famous people, and genre novels like mysteries. Author Sylvia Moreno-Garcia had written other novels, but her first bestseller was Mexican Gothic. It came out in June 2020, pandemic summer, with a first run of 12,000 copies.
It ran out immediately, and somewhere around the fifth or sixth printing, they realized that they had a hit.
Moreno-Garcia, who also sometimes contributes to NPR, thinks the pandemic actually helped authors like her who do not live in the U.S. Suddenly, she was invited to online book clubs and panels with other authors from all over the world.
A lot of people focus on the touring, but there was no tour plan for my book.
Why would there be? Most books never get that support. Sara Raimi's book, on the other hand, had such high expectations, her publishers planned a release party to be covered by CNN. Just one more thing, canceled by COVID. But Raimi is determined this year to throw a book party anyway.
Because it was an achievement, and it mattered to me that I did get to the finish line, because there was so much of the time when I was writing that book where I really didn't think that that was going to happen, and so I just want the chance to say I did it.
Surrounded by all of her readers, friends and family who were rooting her on in 2020 and all those years of work before. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.